Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? Your man Casanova Wayne with another Black Man's Mental Health, Cass's Crazy Edition. First, of course, I got to thank everybody who's been buying the book. I appreciate the love and the attention it's getting. I'm planning a book tour pretty soon, man. We got some things in the work. Had to send a book out to a couple of, influencers and journal people and media and stuff like that. So, I'm working on it. Like I said, I got so many things I'm doing. But the book tour is being planned right now. So just letting you know. So I appreciate you on that. And yo, shout out to everybody that's been really hitting up the Couple of Critics page, man. Couplecritics.com, where me and my wife, we run a whole blog on everything from movies, TV, events, things like that. Something me and my wife are doing together that's been really great. And it's been growing. A lot of critics are starting sending articles and want to be part of it. So appreciate that. And all the people watching the Divorce Not an Option with my wife as well. I appreciate that love. I know I talk about just on the black man side, and what we go through, mental health and other things as well, our point of views. But Divorce Not an Option is something I've been trying to do with my wife for years, and we finally got to a point where we're comfortable enough to do it. We have been being comfortable, our relationships, what we've been through, to give people proper advice. So definitely check out Divorce Not an Option. You catch on podcast platforms, and you could catch our video. We do a video every Thursday, drops on YouTube. So you can go to youtube.com/@divorcenotanoption. All right. So this week is about just hilarious, right? Now, I want to do a disclaimer, okay? My opinion of this does not reflect my opinion of all women, nor does it reflect me not liking Just Hilarious, okay? But the way she acted this week has been crazy. Now, I don't know if you've been on the blogs or you've been on radio or, you listen to The Breakfast Club, which is, the top radio show in the nation. They have Charlamagne Tha God, Envy, and Just Hilarious. They had this other girl, Lauren, come in when Just Hilarious went on maternity leave. She came back and, we've kind of seen the tension a little bit between both of them. We've seen, them butt heads a little bit. Lori has taken over her segment. So it's been some talks, right? So what happened was Jess went online and aired out all her grievances with the Breakfast Club, from her feeling is weird, her thinking she's being replaced, and she don't understand the love she should be getting because she gave Laura the chance. And she was going on and on. Then to kind of, put salt in the wound, she went on the show and they had it all out. They were going back and forth, and it was just crazy, right? Now, one, I want to say this. Just Hilarious has never been funny to me. I don't think her comedy is funny, but it appeals to a certain demographic. I think the real retro ghetto people, it really appeals to that. To each his own. I'm not hating on any sister that's out there making her money. I may not agree with what they do, but I'm not against them making their money. Go make your money any way you can. So she was doing comedy. She wrote a lot of skits. And then, she the Breakfast Club lost Angela Lee. She went to do her own show, her own thing. And over time, I think the 6 months of the year after she was gone, they were just getting temporary co-hosts, and Jess was one of them. So apparently they talked about they wanted Jess permanently. There was some controversy behind that, where they did a whole thing where they were acting like she wasn't on. I don't know. Then boom, she's on. Right. Cool. So then I could say 6 months after she was permanently there, she, 6 months to a year, I don't even know. Maybe it wasn't, I don't know. She got pregnant. and she wanted maternity leave. Now, let me stop here. All right. The crazy thing isn't about her getting pregnant and going on maternity leave. That wasn't the crazy thing. So I wouldn't do a cast as crazy because of that. The crazy part was while she was on maternity leave, right, which, you know, is meant to be for her to have her baby, to concentrate on her child, and I think it's every woman's right to go on maternity leave. So in no way am I saying that woman should not have a right to go on maternity leave. So I want to debunk anybody saying, oh, Cass is saying women should not at all. I think, you know, women should go on, have the right to go on maternity leave. And that's great. That's great. But while she was on maternity leave, she was touring, doing shows and skits online. And a lot of people online were kind of like, did you get fired from the Breakfast Club? I mean, you had your baby, you know, maternity was supposed to be for you to be with your baby. And while you out, you up there touring and making money. Now, if anybody's ever been on a tour before, I've been fortunate enough to have been on several tours. They're tiring. They are long hours, a lot of travel, very tiring. Now, I'm not saying how she built. That's not my business. But as a young man, I was tired. Now, a woman that just had a child, that is very important to be with the child for the first few weeks, stuff like that. She goes on the tour, right? And a lot of people online was like, yo, what's going on? This is crazy. And to me, that's crazy. Like, you're on maternity leave, right? Because you want to pay attention to the baby, but you're on tour. You up there doing comedy shows. You up there doing skits online. You everywhere. But you're on maternity from the Breakfast Club. That was crazy to me. All right, cool. What now? So then she came back. But while she was gone, there's this girl, Lauren, a woman that has a lot of history in radio. She's a producer, very well spoken, clear. You know, you can see this woman has a lot of professionalism. And she was really a great addition to the Breakfast Club when Jess was gone. So when Jess comes back, they didn't let Lauren go. They kept her. And they were doing different sessions and stuff like that. So I guess, you know, Jess didn't like that. I guess she thought she's the star of the show. So at the end of the day, you know, if I come back, bitch need to be gone. You know, after she went on her rant the other day, you know, she went on the show and she was, yo, basically say, yo, I gave you an opportunity. And at the end of the day, this is how you thank me. Y'all didn't get rid of her. Even though Envy took her to the side and talked to her, Charlamagne talked to her, producers talked to her, and she didn't do nothing. But now she's complaining. And, you know, Lauren held up her. She said, I'm not going to go in a back and forth. I'm going to, you know, take this private. Even Envy said it. I don't even like Envy on that level. But he even said, this is something we could have talked about in private. You know, you could have took us to the side and we could have had a talk. But you aired it out. So, but let me stop here. The only reason that the network is letting this go on is because it's giving the Breakfast Club some attention. They made a couple of statements that have been controversial. Their ratings been going down. So I feel this overall is a publicity thing. You know, at the end of the day, this is getting the people talking again. This is making the Breakfast Club relevant. It's some controversy, you know, is getting just attention, things like that. So I personally believe that if this is all true or fake, whatever, the network is allowing this, because at the end of the day, let's be real. When you're on radio, when you're on me, you have certain gag orders. And at the end of the day, there's no way this network was taken blindside by her and then allow this to go on, especially you go on to the air. It doesn't work that way in media. You have certain clauses, you have certain things that you have to do and perform, certain things you can't say or shouldn't say, but you know, whatever. But you know, let's just go with what is real. I personally think, for one, Jess is not somebody, she's not funny. Her presentation is very unprofessional for radio. She doesn't convey questions well. She doesn't speak well. She doesn't read well. And this is not me getting on a black woman. In general, she's just, to me, she's not good at the job. She's not the best. And her funniness is limited. And that's, but you know, whatever, make your money. But I think what just happened really shows you the amount of unprofessionalism and lack of tackiness that she shows. One. Now, this is going to be controversial. I know. But if you get a new job, because she says something, oh, I went, you know, only reason this happens because I got pregnant. I chose to get pregnant. That's what I wanted to do. Now, at the end of the day, it is a woman should have the right to get pregnant. She should, you know, at the end of the day, you know, hey, you know, it happens. You know, if you're married or with your man, when not, she's not married. So, you know, she got pregnant. I call it irresponsible. Now, I know people are going to say, damn, Cass, why, how you call a woman getting pretty irresponsible? Because at the end of the day, when you have a job and you just got a job and they're paying you and you purposely not, you know, oh, it just happened, purposely get pregnant. Don't talk to the people about, hey, you know what, this is what I'm planning on doing. And this is not controlling your body. This is not telling a woman she cannot have a baby when she wants. But when you're working on a job, I think professionalism is to let them know, like, hey, I am thinking about going. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think there should be any retaliation. So I understand women may say, well, if I tell a company this, they may, you know, try to retaliate against me because of that. Now, and I understand that. So I'm in no way trying to negate what companies do. All right. But in general, if you know you're getting pregnant, if you know this is what you're going to do, one, the company has to do something to replace you. They have to. It's selfish in a way. Say, I wanted a baby. Okay, that's cool. But we didn't work it out. You just started working there. We just get into this groove and you go and you just chose to have a baby. And that's fine. That's what you want to do. That is your choice. But the company's going to move on. And fortunately, they got somebody that was even better than you. That's the chances you take when you do things like that. You know, you can't expect the company that looks for you for income and for whatever the company needs to grow and keep moving forward to not replace that. You gave the company an opportunity to make yourself seem how really, like, nobody was missing Jess, really, for those few, for that, like, 6 months. Nobody's missing her. Everybody was like, oh, good. People thought she got fired. And it wasn't even a big deal. The Breakfast Club's still doing good. Lauren was great. Everybody loved her. So at the end of the day, all you did was made yourself look irrelevant. You left so soon after you got the job that at the end of the day, there was no outcry because you wasn't there you wasn't there long enough. As you said, as she said this, she chose to have a baby. That was her choice. And that's fine. But see, there's consequences that come with that. Am I crazy, people? If you go to a job and you choose to get pregnant, the job's supposed to say, oh, well, you know, we're not going to move forward because, you know, you got pregnant, let's wait around, blah, blah, blah. No, they're going to move forward. They're going to move forward. And then sometimes your replacement is better than you. You left that door open. You did that. Now you're complaining because at the end of the day, this woman comes professional. She's professional. She handles a business. And you're mad because now she's better than you. You're mad because she outshined you. Then to even show how unprofessional you are and how they probably shouldn't have you there, right? You go on the internet to grieve to say your grievances on the internet, then on the radio. Like, to me, I feel the Breakfast Club should have been shut down a long time ago. I think it does nothing for the culture. It's not relevant at all. You have the very biased opinions of people that don't reflect anybody. And at the end of the day, people, they're just not, I don't listen to them. I look at the clips and stuff like that, but I don't listen to them. But she really showed She really showed the worst of black women, the entitlement of black women, meaning that you chose to have a baby. You chose the woman to replace you. You chose all of that. And now you're mad from the consequences of your choices. See, black women in general, not all black women, but they lack accountability. Am I crazy here, people? Like, how are you blaming everybody? You know, oh, people talking, oh, the internet's talking, this, that. You worry about everybody else because of the choice you made. Now, I'm not saying a woman shouldn't have a baby, but at the end of the day, if you get a high paying job, a high profile job, and then the reason why nobody even care or even sympathetic, because while you was on maternity leave, you was touring, doing comedy. You was on the net talking. Like, at the end of the day, like, you even took the breakfast reference stuff off of your Instagram. So at the end of the day, you've been throwing it in these people's face with, you know, Charlamagne Tha God everywhere there every single day, grinding, doing what they do. You was on maternity leave, which is cool, but you was traveling the country, living your best life, doing comedy shows, making money with your boyfriend, with your baby, having a good old time while they were sitting there working, holding it down for you. Then you have the audacity to come back, and instead of being grateful for the opportunity you've been given, the opportunity to still be getting paid by them, because on maternity leave, you still get paid, right? Getting paid by them, and you're going out there making more money while you're on paternity leave. But then you come back and you complain. Then you come back and now there's a problem. Then you come back and everybody got to bow down to you because, Jess is back. See, that's the mentality of black women now. Once again, not all black women, but culturally right now, this is the mentality. I could do whatever I want, but as soon as you tell me something, you're wrong. I'm not going to look at what I did wrong. Nah, because I'm right. I'm going to look at what you did wrong, what I feel you did wrong. Even though I picked the situation, I set myself up, it still doesn't matter because I'm the victim. Am I crazy for viewing it this way? Am I crazy for seeing this? Because at the end of the day, she chose, like she says, she chose to have a baby. You chose that. I mean, men, we don't get paternity leave. We don't get to choose when to have a baby and leave the job. We don't have that option because, you know, it's like on one end, women want equality, right? But they don't want equality when it's against them. They want equality that's beneficial for them, but equality that's unbeneficial. They don't want equality that's not beneficial to them. As long as the equality gives them an advantage, that's fine. But if you want equality like we do, then, you know, everybody's equal. Then, you know, if somebody leaves a job for 6 months and then on top of that, you're working, you're traveling, you're touring while you're on maternity leave. It's not one thing you was home, nobody heard from Jess. Maybe you was just doing some skits from your crib. I get that. You know what? I get it. You home. You know, you're not dead. So I get it. You know, you're like, you know, I'm doing skits from home and all that stuff. Okay, cool. But you was on fucking tour. She was on tour. Then you come back and you talk shit because let's be real. Your replacement was better than you. But you want the world to know that, you know, what happened for black sisters? Look out for black sisters. What this woman did, she ain't done nothing. There was a time when she's telling her to shut up. She was like, oh, you know, sometimes you just be talking too much. Bitch, at the end of the day, you can't even talk. Like really? Excuse me, you know what? I shouldn't call no woman bitch. I apologize. Let me apologize for that. But at the end of the day, you supposed to be, you hooked her up, you looking out, but then the minute you don't like what she doing, you tell her to shut up. Who are you to tell anybody to shut up? Let's be real. You got famous because you was banging Country Rain. That's when you got attention. And the only thing that made you step out was being on the Breakfast Club. And you didn't take that job serious enough, because if you did, you would have done it better. You know, you would have chose a better time to get pregnant. You would have chose a better, as long as you was on maternity, you wouldn't have been touring, showing it people like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Envy, everybody working hard at the radio show. She touring, but she's on maternity leave. Like, it kills me, the lack of accountability. You put yourself in this position yourself. But now it's everybody's fault? Come on, man. Am I crazy for this, man? Like seriously, like, that's ridiculous. You put yourself in that situation, but you're mad at everybody. But you put yourself in a situation, but you're mad at everybody because she's better than you. They decided to keep her. They had chemistry. They were professional. She was, and you know, I tip my hat to Laura, because she was so professional, even through the thing. She said, I told you just from day one, I'm not going to go back and forth on things. If I have a problem or issue, we're just going to talk about it. I'm not going to go back and forth about it. Very professional. Jess is like, well, I don't even remember. She's like, remember we had a sit down discussion with Eddie in the room, and I talked to you. And I thought, I don't remember that. I remember that call. That's why I had Eddie in the room with me, so you could remember that. And I thought the conversation, she said something about this. She thought the conversation, well, everything, understand. Well, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't. She's like, but you remember me telling you that if I did have a problem, you know, I would sit down, I would talk. She's like, oh, I remember that. But I don't remember that meeting with Eddie. Of course, selective memory. Now you don't remember the time she sat you down and talked to you about concerns. You don't remember that, right? You don't remember that. You know, it just shows that at the end of the day, the black woman mentality. Now, once again, not all black women, not all black women. I don't want nobody to say Cass is trying to bash women, because that's not it. Not all black women, but the culturally black women have the mentality of lack of accountability. Women in general have that, but particularly black women, just the situation shows exactly the hypocrisy of being a black woman in America. I went on maternity. I decided to have a baby. I went on maternity leave. I picked somebody for my replacement, but now I come back and it's a problem, even though I did all this. Oh man, you know, maybe I'm just crazy. You know, that's why I won't get platforms. You know, I wouldn't get no platforms, because at the end of the day, I don't really represent or you know, talk about the bullshit. I don't cater to certain masses. I don't lie or pander certain ideas. So I understand, but the people that do listen to me, that do rock with me, that's who the important people are. Even my book, I'm selling my book like crazy, but none of them publications gonna hit me up. If my book was bashing black women, or especially bashing black men, I'll probably be on every media outlet, memes and interviews and all that stuff. But because I wrote a book that's about empowering black men, of course, media is not going to pick it up. They pick up the ghetto ratchet black people with no education. Like, granted, you know, I don't like the Breakfast Club or anything like that. But granted, I respect people that make it. So, you know, hey, more power to you. Everybody got families. Everybody got to eat. But don't you ever notice the figures they pick for the black community are just so uneducated and idiotic? You know, Envy, Charlamagne have done some bonehead shit over the years. Dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Scams, controversies, accusations, all that stuff. But that's who they pick to be on the radio. That's who they pick. Those are the people they push. They don't push the local black man that's educated or trying to uplift. No, they push the nonsense people. You know, because, you know, Donkey of the Day is just the best day in the world. But that's what they do. Jess Hilarious by no means whatsoever should be on the radio. But see, she represents the black ratchet woman. She represents the woman that black men that our media wants to be put out there. Let's be real. They want to perpetrate that image all the time. So they hire, their hiring practices is to align with the imagery of like, oh, this is what black people are, so let's get this person. But then on the flip side, our black people support it. And that's another thing that's the problem. We support the bull. We support it. And at the end of the day, as soon the more we support it, of course they're going to keep putting this in our face. What she did is one of the most unprofessional, tackiest shit I've ever seen on radio. Tacky. Unprofessional. But hey, that's what it is, right? We got to do better as a people. Am I crazy? But we got to do better as a people. We can't support this ratchet, crazy bullshit no more. See, and that's the number one show. The number one radio show. Number one top radio show. That's what it is. When you go to top radio shows, you see a lot of different people, you know, professional or radio, whatever. But for black people, that's what's top. There are thousands of shows out there, radio shows out there that are positive, but they, of course, they're not going to put them on. The Breakfast Club is two idiots that sit there and talk all this garbage and junk. Biggest hypocrites in the world. Envy is the biggest hypocrite in the world. He always threatening people, you know, Breakfast Club always want to talk shit, right? Because it's one thing to gossip and news, you know, that's what you do. But when you take it too far and threatening people, I remember the time Envy was there, these guys said something about his wife, like his wife is only there for the money, right? They get on the radio to talk, and he's talking about, you know, you got to open up a white bottle, like he gangster. Like I don't like these. I don't like people like that. That want to be gangster because you know, get on the radio. Now you want to be a thug, but out on them streets, you ain't like that. Like you want to have a conversation about something that somebody said to you. Have a conversation, and have a conversation man to man. But don't be on there. But then when they get pressed up by real stuff, real people, they not saying nothing. When real people come through and press them, they don't say nothing. Now, I probably never even get on the radio because of that, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, I as a black community, we got to be uplifting. We can't be, you know, supporting ratchetness and stuff that is not good for our culture. Like I look at the platform that I know DJ Charlamagne has. I look at Evie's and it's nothing but ghetto bullshit that's supported. But they want to talk about being positive, but they don't support positivity. That stuff with Jess Hilarious. That was ghetto, that was lowbrow, and it just put a whole bad image of the Breakfast Club. I mean, worse than it was before. And you telling me that they didn't know that? She was like, come on, they knew that. Come on. They knew they were going to talk about that. But see, that's what they want to do. That's the imagery to, you know, would that be happy if it was a white radio station that was popular? Probably not, because they know imagery is important. But am I crazy for looking at it this way? Am I crazy for trying to up our standards as a people? Like, really? I want to up our standards as a people. Anyway, that's Cass. This is Cassidy with Cass is Crazy, another Black Men's Mental Health podcast edition of Cass is Crazy. Like I said, always I want to thank y'all. Thank y'all for all the support and love y'all give me. I really do. At the end of the day, I love my black people. I love my black men, of course. I love my black women. And everything I say is opinion. But I am proud and happy of people getting getting theirs, out there making it happen. See, the problem with us as people, we can't have duality in our thinking. We can't say on one end, you know what? I'm proud anybody making it any means how, right? I'm proud of you for making it as a black person, but that doesn't mean that I agree with what you did to make it as a black person. See, there's a difference. I want to see all my black people thrive, you know, but I can have an opinion how you're thriving. Like, I like to see a drug dealer that got money. I'm glad that black man make money. I just don't agree how he made the money. But I'm glad he got money. I'm glad he made the money. I'm glad he's taking his family out the hood, and he's willing to, you know, live a better life. But at the end of the day, I don't like the way he made the money. See, but we can't think like that. Either you're with us or you're against us mentality. This is what runs things. And I refuse to have that mentality. I can sit here and support you as a black person, meaning that I can say, you know what? I recognize what you're doing, and you're making money and you're being successful in life. That's cool. I'm proud of you for that. I just don't like what you, the things you're doing to do that. I don't like it. I'm proud of you that you've achieved, but I don't like how you achieved. I think we could do that. But, you know, like I said, catch me again with another Cast is Crazy next week. I'm going to talk about another topic because it's something else I need off my chest. But like I said, no hate to anybody. Just if you listen to this, I want you to be successful in life. I just think your manager or your PR team is horrible. And if this was something that the media company allowed, I don't think you should let them use you to do that, because it just makes you look bad and very unprofessional. So on my duality thinking is saying, on one, if you did this on your own, you need to get new PR managers, because at the end of the way, it could have been handled a lot better. And if this was something that was set up by the media company, don't let them use you, because all it's going to do is make you look worse. So no matter what it was, it's still going to backfire. Just hilarious. Let's do better, people, okay? Because I know I'm not crazy. All right, guys, until next time.